Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon coming to you from way beyond. Nah, I'm just sitting here in the home office, aka spare bedroom. The room with the closet that has the litter boxes and putting together the weekly challenge for you. That's where you take this topic thing, right? And then you put a whole bunch of people together and they come up with a bunch of stories based on that topic. And then I just sit on my ass for most of Saturday thinking, I don't feel like doing this. What else is on? Is there baseball now? And then, like, I eventually get around to it when enough people send me nasty messages. And that's the weekly challenge. The topic this week was a five-way topic. Howl at the Moon, I Demand a Recount, The Fencing Master, Matza Tower, and The End is Near. This is what happens when not enough people vote and there's a tie. So we look to see who won last week for who goes first this week, and it's Anima Zabaleta. Yay! Isn't that wonderful? Now, you can find out more about Anima at, there's a link in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Here's Anima Zabaleta and her story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 154, titled After the Battle. Thanks to Guy David for the intro music, and help this week from Caleb Bullen as Fezzik.
I demand a recount, howled the fencing master to the moon-faced giant.
Two men sit amidst sundry dismembered body parts. The Turk cradles the wounded Spaniard, the dread pirate Roberts.
Zee Fezzik, requenta me the gory details.
Of how you spilled Zilkirk's entrails?
And the queen, she is still in power?
Safely hidden in the Matza Tower.
Oh, Fezzik, you have a way with the rhymes.
Then pay me in ducats and not with dimes. It's okay, Inigo. I will take you to Miracle Max. I will carry you. Just relax.
Bah, Fezzik, set me down. Your end is near my face.
Okay, we start off with a fart in the face joke. That's pretty much par for the course here on this podcast, if you've been following. And speaking of par for the course, what? Nardo's wandering around. I know, for a few weeks there you didn't hear Nardo. Now that Bruin's wandering around, he hides with me. Yeah, he seeks my protection like I'm some sort of... what is it called? Sanctuary. Yeah, I can't remember words. Oh, if you want to thank you, Anima. If you want to learn more about Anima, go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Look in the poll there, and everybody's site, that if they sent me a site, it's linked from that spot. And you can go there and check out their stuff. But before you vote, before you check out people's stuff, I know you're probably out shopping or doing something disgusting. Let's listen to the rest of these, and there are going to be a lot. I'll just tell you that. Even though only 11 people responded, oh boy, did they respond. Because some people thought that having five topics meant you had to write five stories. Oh well. But Caleb didn't think that. That's right. It's a completely different Caleb. Caleb the Wise. I don't know. I'm just pulling out. Here's Caleb.
All the fencing master's fences are torn down in her dreams. As she drifts through azure clouds of twilight, the Matza Tower howls at the moon. She dives headfirst from the stars into a warm pink ocean that smells of mushroom soup and swims deeper and deeper into the night's milky center. A kamikaze swarm of calendar page paper airplanes swoops up from the world of the rising sun, and they strafe her with appointments and torpedo her with meetings. And when she feels the end is near, she screams, "I demand a recount!" And wakes up back in Kansas.
Cool. Thank you, Caleb. That gives me a lot to think about. Like, say, not to drink the entire bottle of NyQuil. Or maybe I should. It's cherry-flavored. What is the deal with cherry-flavored NyQuil and the original? The original was perfectly good. It went with everything. Next up is Jeffrey from Great Heights. As we know, the small, puking, crawling thing. Oh, a baby. Oh, congratulations. Anyway, I know. I look at the prompts and I think, I'm going to write a story on this. And then I realize it's a week late and I'm like, You would think somebody like me who just like constantly writes. I have a pen in each hand and each foot and one up my nose. Here's Jeffrey from Great Heights.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week 154 with a really, really, really long topic. I call this one, "Alright, so I'm crazy. Let's just go get pizza and forget the whole thing." So, Brad, what do you want to do tonight?
Well, I was thinking we would head into town and... Whoa! I think the end is near.
Why do you say that?
Well, there are 10 people over there howling at the moon.
10? Really? I demand a recount.
Alright, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I exaggerated. You're right. There are only 7.
See? Nothing to worry about. You always do that. You worry too much. Now, if there were a fencing master, and if we were near a Matsu Tower, then I'd be worried.
This has been So I'm Crazy. Let's go get a piece of pizza anyway. By Jeffrey Height. I think I should get the title up there. If you enjoyed this story, please take the time to go out to Great Heights. That's at greatheights.blogspot.com and see the other stories like it. Lots of good authors out there, and you can join in the fun, where 100 words is only the beginning.
"100 words is only the beginning." No, 100 words is the end. That's where the story finishes. That's where it's complete. No more words. No more. You're done at 100. 98, 99, 100. You're done. You see? You can't go over 100 unless you're at Great Heights. Thank you, Jeffrey. For more about Jeffrey, read the walls of the bathroom. I don't know. Just making shit up here. Been doing this for how long? You think I've run out of material? Of course I have. So, let's just say the same old thing about Justin Lomaster. Space Turtle. You see? Man, it's late. I'm doing this late. I stayed up late last night working on the tower. And then woke up at 7. And then all day, and then kind of fell asleep. God, country music. I'm sick of country music. I swear, nobody better have country music in this damn show. All right, well, here's Justin.
I am very glad you enjoyed listening to these stories. I updated what really happened, what these stories told, in Wikipedia, but apparently citing myself wasn't accepted, and all the changes were reverted. Time is unwinding, so farewell.
The lines of battle were drawn, truce only held in place by this. So long as no one pulled a blade from its sheath, uneasy soldiers would stay their hands from shedding blood. Hot breath puffed into the air as worried soldiers eyed those they may soon kill or be felled by. One such knight stood gazing across the field of battle, a whisper of motion at his feet. A purple snake slithered towards his brother in arms beside him. He drew his sword and struck the snake down. Both armies charged. The end of Arthur's reign was at hand.
Lancelot, what are you making? A matzo tower. You see, I'm using this strawberry jam to hold the crackers together. Interesting. Is it for the masquerade? Yes, would you like to try it? Oh, hello, Guinevere.
Hello, Merlin. Lancelot, what is this amazing tower?
Merlin is making a cracker tower for the masquerade.
Oh, may we try some?
Certainly. Here you go, my lady.
Thanks.
This is delicious, Merlin, wouldn't you say, Guinevere?
Yes, I would, but we should go.
Yes, my lady. Why were they looking at each other like that? Now, more jam. Hey, this isn't strawberry, it's love preserves. Merlin, aren't you going to teach me to fight with this sword? What? Oh, sorry, I'm still trying to find my pet. But, oh, fine. I remember you convincing me, so let's get to it. Swing at me. Where's your sword? Oh, yes, that might have ended badly. Here we go, swing. A good defense is to deflect a sword down to the ground, then stomp it, breaking it. Great. You broke my sword. Oh, yes, terribly sorry. Take this coupon to the lake. I have a friend there who makes good swords. Watery tart sword cleaning?
Thank you.
Where did I put Snail Eater? I had him in my pocket. How do you lose a purple snake? What's all this commotion at the joust?
I pulled my sword from that stone yesterday.
Not possible. I pulled this stone from it last night. Look, there's Merlin. He'll know.
What? Oh, the sword? What's your name, man?
Quillyvan.
And what's yours, young man?
Pendragon.
Which was it? I can't remember.
What was that? You're mumbling.
Oh, sorry. Pendragon is the king.
What? But I took that sword for... Ow! Something bit me.
Oh, there you are. Come back here.
Listen to those wolves howl at the moon, Snail Eater. They must be... Oh, what's this? Wasn't there a sword in this stone? There's a hole for one. I'd best put my spare sword in there in case anyone needs it. There's that Arthur kid. Abracadabra, invisible on! I need a sword for tomorrow. Hey! A stone with an emergency sword in it.
Me took the sword. I'm all out of spares. I wonder who took the previous one. I should remember tomorrow, but I had too much to drink after the joust. Something historic happened tomorrow.
Merlin here, the magician. I'm going to tell you some tales of Arthur. These are true tales as I remember them. As I remember, the stories turn out well.
Meow. Space Turtle.
Justin Lomaster here of the Space Turtle. I have a special set of stories today there by Merlin the Magician. And one thing it might help you to remember is Merlin lives through time backwards, so if things are kind of confusing, that's why. Here goes.
What you did, Jeffrey? You said 100 words is only the beginning, and Justin just went crazy. Now he covered pretty much every topic in multiple stories, and it happens. Thank you, Justin. For more about Justin, look in the sky. There's a cloud shaped like him, and it's coming towards us. Next up is Mike P. Not Mike S. Oh, no. No, that comes later. Right now, you get Mike P. And guess who gets to read it? Mwah! All right, here we go.
Though the Matzah Tower was almost 4 miles away, the spire's oppressive presence hushed the small party's conversation. Montoya, the fencing master, crouched by the fire.
"What do the sticks tell you?"
he asked. The fortune-teller gazed at the twigs she had scattered.
a warrior will howl at the moon. Find the hand that lies in the shadow of the light, in the eye of the husband of the eye of the cow. The end is near. Mists of dreams drip along the nascent echo and love no more. End of line. Montoya frowned thoughtfully. Can I demand a recount?
Thank you, bizarre midget, who lives in my basement, for taking this story from Michael and turning it into a masterpiece of audio fiction. And thank you, Michael, for providing such excellent material for him to wow the crowd. Next up is Linda. She keeps coming back, and we love her. We love her so much. She even spells her name with a Y. That's special. I think you're all special. But most of all, well, she's making me read this. I keep offering to, so I don't know why. It's not like I have any great reading style. You don't hear me reading on, like, Escape Pod. I keep mentioning Escape Pod like I'm jealous, but I'm not. Because it's like Steve Ely is getting, you know, he, like, went totally bugfuck crazy. And then, you know, his whole life fell apart. Now he's dumping it off on people other than him. And they kind of suck. They're, like, you know, not even B-list. Because podcasters are already below the B-list. So if you're a B-list podcaster, you're really, really awful. And then below that, there's me. Reading Linda's story.
When I was young, the local fencing master paid my family $20 to take me off their hands, shutting me away in a tower made of matzo to keep me pure. It had no shower. On an expedition to procure a rare foil, the crazy bastard was bitten by a werewolf who had taken a fancy to me. 10 years without a shower has its consequences. So you see, that's why I'm eating my way out of this place. They'll be arguing over who scored more hits until the moon goes dark. I've had it with both of them.
Thank you, Linda. Your prize this week will be my undying loyalty, which really isn't worth much. I mean, maybe a few hits, but I'm not going to read your Google ads. I don't read any ads at all. I mean, it's like, oh, boy, wonderful. In fact, most of the time, I buy their competition. Even if they're a monopoly, I will buy their competition. I'll buy applesauce, because applesauce is the opposite of everything. I've got some applesauce in the fridge. I'm actually kind of hungry. I just ate a lot, and I shouldn't be eating a lot, I know. But applesauce, there is always, screw Jell-O. There's always room for applesauce. The opposite of Jell-O is, of course, applesauce. Try that someday. I think you'll like it. Unless you mix the two. Gross. I mean, you never see apple-flavored pudding. Anyway, Michael S., the other Michael. You see how I did that? The other Michael, Michael S., or is Michael P. the other Michael? Maybe all Michaels are the other Michael, and then the opposite of the Michaels are? You know, applesauce. Anyway, here's Michael with his story.
Hello, this is Michael with my weekly submission. I chose the topic of Howl at the Moon. Ron, every time one of these women let me fill their breasts while I'm dancing with them, I'll lean back and howl at the moon. All right, Gary, start with Jim's girlfriend. Give him a high five when you pass him. He's on his way over here now. Hey, Ron, what's up? I'm just watching Gary dancing with your woman. Yeah, Gary is such a moron. Look at him over there with his head laid back, howling like a dog. The ladies won't put up with that. Now look at him, Ron. He's over there trying to dance with your wife.
Thank you, Michael. You truly are a force of nature, like a typhoon or mild hail. Or possibly an aurora borealis, but you've just missed it. You were staying up to see it, and you just kind of stay up, and you wake up at 4 in the morning right after it's done, and you think, God damn it. And that's when the meteor shower comes. It's like, whoa, there's a meteor shower. Oh, this isn't so bad. I have no idea what the hell I'm saying. Just trying to fill time here. I mean, if this is under 50 minutes, people actually listen to it. People don't listen to podcasts that are an hour long. They don't. They really don't. I don't. I give up after about, like, 3 minutes. Next up is Norval Joe. Now, we used to have Bazooka Joe, and we had G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe was here. That is a real American hero, I'm telling you. But now we have Norval Joe. This guy is a real American hero. You can tell by the way he tells his stories.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 154. And I have chosen, from the five, the fencing master. The last time we had multiple entries like this, I tried using them all, and that just didn't work. So I'm going to use only the fencing master. Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. He couldn't help it. He read the book 3 times and watched the movie countless more. Each time he stepped forward to face an opponent, the thought came to mind, and he smiled. He saluted his opponent. At the word fence, he advanced 3 quick leaps to stop, unable to attack. A shy freshman at the junior college, he took beginning fencing to meet girls, but he could never bring himself to poke them in the breasts. Defeated, he smiled and moved the foil to his right hand. Thanks for listening. And oh, by the way, if you didn't know it, there is a book, The Princess Bride, and it is like the movie, only 5 times longer. You'd love it if you liked the movie. And by the way, Lawrence, if you feel like you need a break, that's up to you. But as for me, I'd like you to keep at it. I'm just beginning to catch on here. I appreciate what you do for us. And we'll see you next week.
Well, it looks like the web server's taking a break, so I can't update the show notes for a bit. This may take a while. Thank you, Norval Joe. Here, hold on. Let's get Barack Obama. I have this stupid stuffed bear that has Barack Obama on his shirt, squeezes his paw, and he dances, and he does this song. Da, 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 da. Okay, whatever. How many out there really feel good about him? Huh? Let's have a show of hands. Hold on. Let's see what the bear thinks. Yeah, whatever. It was like $20. I don't know why I bought it. I'm just an idiot. Anyway, thank you, Norval Joe. Next up is Tom, the king of statistics for this show. Every time I say that, it's like he goes straight into the story. And this week, I just wanted to express my condolences, Tom, for your friend Jack. Footnote comes back, and just as it comes back, you're like, you know, there's a good friend there, and it sounded like a great guy. Always the good ones, right? Here's Tom.
Hello, Night People. Some weekly update stats. Between the 21st and the 40th position, there is only one movement, and that's way back there at 40. There's a 4-way tie for that position. Kelly Burke, Mike Thinks, Tabitha from Second Life, and Mike P., who enters the top 40 with 8 stories. Another change? With the return of Houston Keyes, he moves back into the top 10 with 33 stories. And it looks like my edition was slightly off. I didn't have the further backstories that Guy David had done. I just had the long string he had in the middle. So congratulations for becoming one of the 100th monkeys with 100 stories. And I hope you get the last 3 in so that you can get 100 in a row. K. Caleb, is that 91 stories closing in on that 100 mark? I hope that Anima, Justin, and Norval will also get there. My story this evening is called, Where the Hell is James Baker When You Really Need Him? Ernesto Cervantes, the fencing master, backed the mayor of New Barcelona up the Matza staircase, up the Matza tower. The duel was a result of an Edlo Island election. I demand a recount, yelled the mayor. A thrust on top of the Matza sent Cervantes reeling backwards. The mayor's blade glowing in the moonlight, set to send Cervantes to his maker. A howl at the moon broke the still. A gargoyle swooped in and laid teeth to the mayor's ass. The winged angel of death drove the mayor inches above Ernesto's head. The end was near, mused mayor by default Cervantes.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for naming a fencing master something other than Inigo Montoya. I'm so fucking sick of Inigo Montoya. I mean, is that the only goddamn fencing master out there? No. No, Ernesto Cervantes. Dude, I've got his poster up. Thank you, Tom. You can find out more about Tom looking in the show notes, looking deep, looking in between the lines. And why... No more matzah stuff. You know, quit. No more suck-ups. All right, folks? Stop it. Next up is Guy David. He does the music for the beginning, the ending, a few people's stories. He, when he walks down the street, it's lyrical. It's like everyone knows it's Wendy, except it's Guy. Anyway, he also, just like Justin, did a topic. He did a story for... Man, it's late. I'm just going to shut up and play it, okay? Here's Guy and his stories.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 154. I'm Guy from Night Guy. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. This week was a five-way tie, so I wrote five stories, one for each topic. The topics are Howl at the Moon, I Demand a Recount, The Fencing Master, Matzo Tower, and The End is Near. Enjoy! The moon is rising. I'm tired. Haven't slept for days. If I go to sleep, the howling starts inside my head. An inhuman howl, like that of an animal. I'm scared. I'm scared because I know the animal of my dreams is coming after me. He's coming to get me, devour me. What? You don't believe me? Take a look. Yes, take a look into my eyes. You see it? You see it spreading like a disease? Wait until you go to sleep. Then your animal would come out. The howling would begin. Then you'll see. Believe me.
The edge of the city.
I stand here hesitating, not sure if I should go forward or stay. I go, not looking back. I count my steps as I walk, remembering how the clouds came. I've seen it on the net. It was all over YouTube. Cities falling, crumbling to dust until nothing was left. One by one, websites disappeared. Our connection to the outside world. I'm not sure there's anything left, but I'm going to find out. I'm counting my steps. 1, 2, 3, or is it 4? I think I missed a few steps. I demand a recount. I live by the sword. I crush my opponents like mosquitoes, like bugs. I despise them. All of them. They have no class, no elegance. Look at them, clumsily trying to attack. I dance around them. I'm an artist. They are merely amateurs. There is this new guy. Here he comes. Can't wait to show him the tip of my sword. Up close. Here we go. What's that? How could he get away with that? I don't believe it. That's not fair. You cheated. I know you cheated. I'm going to prove it. You'll be sorry. I demand the rematch.
What have you done to my tower?
Asked the midget butler with a cigar in a horrified shriek. The robot, built from the remains of his sister C, looked at him and smiled, showing two lines of white teeth. The robot seemed to be missing one of her teeth.
What? Don't you like it? She asked.
No, I don't. It's too mechanical. Please put it back the way you found it.
The mechanical C just smiled and said,
Sorry, but we are all out of matzo.
With that, she pushed the midget butler back into oblivion, where he came from. Both kids stared at the last of the chicken wings. They knew the minute one of them raises his eyes, it's the end of the chicken, so they continued staring at it with the intensity of laser beams gnawing a hole through a Klingon vessel. This continued for what seemed like hours, though it was probably more like 5 minutes.
Mike? Stuart?
The voice of their mother called all of a sudden. They lifted their eyes just for a second, but that was enough. When their eyes were back on the plate, the chicken wing was gone. Their father belched.
Hi there, I'm Guy and I'm offering you unique electronica in reasonable prices for your projects, like the music you can hear playing in the background. Check out more of my music at www.guydavid.com, then contact me and we'll talk more about what I can offer you. My email is art@guydavid.com.
Thank you, Guy. Everybody be silly. Woohoo! This show may be a little delayed, because site down, blah, 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 which means I've got lots and lots of time to take Planet Z's story and do something with it, other than delete it, which I should, but, you know, folks keep expecting his crap at the end. So, here we go. Thank you, Guy David, for all those stories. Here comes the big letdown.
That condescending prick fencing master patted me on the back. If he says, fur a werewolf, I will tear his throat out. I am sick of his patronizing tone. Sure enough, he starts with, for a werewolf, fought well, and my claws slash through his neck. My parents locked me in this tower to keep the monster at bay, but they gave me fencing and riding lessons in an attempt to civilize me. I resist the urge to howl in victory. Instead, I count the coins from his pocket. I count them again. Just enough to get me to Vienna.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And that's it for the 100-word stories weekly challenge. It's week number 154, 155 if you forgot about the hurricane. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. We had a whole bunch of stories about a fencing master, a matzah tower. The end is near, I demand a recount, because gonna howl at the moon. Yeah. Oh, if you want to read the text of the stories, go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Yes, that's a real URL. What are you thinking? And then you can vote on your favorite stories. Not just one, you can't just pick one. You can pick more than one if you like more than one. Or you can choose not to vote, and that means you lose. The music for the podcast was done by this guy named Guy David. You sick of that? Okay. And that's about it. Thanks, everyone, for participating this week. Sorry it's a little late. It's probably going to be a little later. The site is down. Shit happens. We live. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.